20-year-old Jonathan Christ Tompkins completed the 7-mile mountain race in 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 54 seconds. He didn't set a time record for the run, but Christ Tompkins is the youngest person to win the men's division. The college sophomore first competed in the mountain run in 2007 after graduating from high school. He'd missed his senior track season because of an injury, and when he recovered, he set a clear goal for himself: to place highly and eventually win the Alpine Adventure Run. Last year, he took second place behind course record holder Brad Prokoski of Anchorage. But this year, better training, combined with a home turf advantage, helped push him over the top.
I was on the race course nearly every day and know it intimately. And it's also, it's also my hometown, so I feel like a little bit like I wanted to defend home turf. And Brad's kind of like the visiting team, so I guess I felt some fidelity there. And it also helps, on the race course, just seeing people cheering, especially towards the end when I was just feeling like I'd been run over by a bulldozer, and that wouldn't happen at any other race in Alaska. So that all helped tremendously.
It also helped that Christ Tompkins knows what it takes to achieve goals. He's been playing the cello since he was 12. He says that training for the race was a lot like training for a musical performance.
With a really difficult piece on cello, when you're practicing it, you always concentrate your energies on the most difficult stretches and passages of the piece. And with running, especially, what I would do is basically the exact same thing. And so on this race, there's a lot of stretches of stairs that can just absolutely debilitate you, not only physically, but perhaps more importantly, psychologically. I mean, you just have to reel off 500 or 600 or 700 consecutive stairs. The first year I ran it, I was just terrified of this, but the last 2 years I would approach it like it was a difficult stretch of music and just do intervals on it over and over and over until it was actually a part of the race that I looked forward to, and that's actually where I ended up passing Brad on race day. So yeah, without that music background, I guess that probably might not have happened.
Christ Tompkins was well prepared for Sunday's race, but the terrain is treacherous, and near the end of the course, he fell and hit his head hard.
For a few seconds there, I wasn't sure how bad I had hit my head and how bad the fall was, and you just sort of have that shock that goes through your body like electricity. And for a second, I thought the race might have been over and that Brad would have passed me because I wouldn't have been able to run my hardest, but luckily it wasn't that bad, and so I got up and sort of struggled up the last hill in the course, which I guess I've come to call Heartbreak Hill. And then that's when the spectators at the end of the course started showing up, and that was really, really, really nice to see.
Christ Tompkins will spend the rest of the summer in Anchorage, where he's completing an internship with a transportation policy organization. When he returns to Yale in the fall, he says he'll start training for his first marathon. In Sitka, I'm Shalice Haas.